Morning, everybody, and welcome to our Saturday morning national call. And right away, before we begin, please let Melin and I wish all of our Limitless family members out there, wherever you are, whether you're calling in from the UK or Florida or Chicago or wherever, let us just wish you a very, very Merry Christmas or a Happy Hanukkah or a Happy Kwanzaa or whatever the case may be. We want all our Limitless family to know that we wish them the very best and are thinking about you guys. We know it's always hectic Christmas weekend, and so I just wanted to say a couple of things before we get going. First of all, the call won't be very long this morning, because of the fact that we understand that everyone's got going in a million different directions and getting last-minute things to cook or presents or whatever. So we want you guys to know that. We want you to know, too, that we will do a call next Saturday morning. And for Nancy down in Florida, who's been asking for it, we're going to do our special goal-setting call as we get ready to go into the new year. And Melin and I will be doing that. And then for those of you that are coming to the fly-in on January 19th and 20th, we can't wait to see you guys. I'm telling you, it feels like it's long overdue as we listen to our friends getting on the phone this morning and feel in our hearts how much we miss you guys. We're excited about where we're going with Limitless 2.0 in the new year and couldn't be more excited about it, could we, Melin?
No, we are excited. And, you know, it's funny, in Salt Lake, I mean, one of the reasons why I still stay here, not in spite of my grandkids, let's just say that's really the number one reason. But but it's because it's so fun to have a white Christmas. And even though this year has been a very strange year and we don't have a white Christmas, and actually today is the day that Steve and I are celebrating our Christmas with our family, it is such a wonderful time of year. It's a hectic time. It's a thought-provoking time. Oftentimes it's a difficult time. And I like that there's a balance that we must find in our lives when we're doing that. But at the end of the day, it's all about relationships and family.
Yep.
And whatever your belief systems are.
See? Yeah, no question about it, sweetie.
Oh, I thought you were going to interject.
No,
so,
I was disagreeing with you.
Oh, okay. So anyway, again, from our hearts to yours, we want to wish every single one of you a Merry Christmas, a happy holiday season, and a fabulous 2018. And with that, Alan, I'm going to turn it over for you for announcements.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, Melin. We are busy as we get toward wrapping up the year, and how exciting it is to be going into the holiday season. It's just a fun time. But, you know, in observance of the holidays, of course, Christmas is on Monday, and then New Year's Day, if we fast forward, is on a Monday also. They're always on the same day of the week. We're going to be closed on both of those Mondays. So Monday Christmas Day, Monday New Year's Day will be closed. And then between Christmas and New Year's, so Tuesday through Friday next week, we'll have adjusted support hours. Our phone support will be available from 8 a.m. until noon, and we'll have email support from 8 a.m. until 3. So if you need to talk to us, get with us between 8 and 12, and email support until 3 each of those days. And on Friday, we have Will Call. On Friday, with Will Call, we'll call from 10 to 12, if I remember correctly, Melin, rather than the 10 to 2.
That's correct. We have a limited crew in the warehouse, but they have agreed to still fulfill our Will Call orders.
So 10 to 12 for Will Call, and of course that'll be the last Will Call day of the month as we look to wrapping up the month. And December 31st, we always have some support on December 31st, and of course it's New Year's Eve, and so it's a different than normal in the month. But we will have email support on December 31st from 9 a.m. until noon, and of course that's a Sunday, December 31st. You know, why wrap your month up a day or two before that? But if there is something you need to email us about on December 31st, we'll be available and responding to emails between 9 and noon, Sunday, December 31st. So, little bit of adjustment in holiday hours, but it's an exciting time to spend with family, and we're glad we can still have hours to support and keep things going as you wrap up toward a strong end of month.
And Alan, I just want to interject there. We will still be taking online orders. The official close of any orders placed online is still midnight Mountain Time. But as far as support, we are doing it earlier in the day from 9 till noon.
Well, we're going to
give... Thanks for that clarification.
We're going to give our employees some time to actually go out for New Year's Eve. What is with this company?
Well, we tried to tell them that, you know, they tried to tell us, well, it's New Year's somewhere at noon in Utah. And so, anyway, go ahead, Alan.
Sorry.
All right. And you know, we had some other great items in The Voice this past week. And I say this every week, but boy, be sure you're reading The Voice. There's just great information in there, and be sure you're encouraging your downline to do that. And you know, I think it's great to go back a couple times during the week and review the information again, because it's not only is it good information about Limitless, but there's some great information in there just about things going on that you can use to market with, what's trending, and always an article to help put your mindset where it needs to be in a good, solid mindset, the momentum mindset. You know, in Trend Your Limitless, we talked a little bit of a reference to the Ebenezer Scrooge Christmas Carol reference about past, present, and future and how important those things are. And then the momentum mindset had some great points from, what was his name? From an author.
Burchard.
Yeah, Burchard. Thank you, Steve. Yeah.
You're very welcome. I want you to know, Alan, I read The Voice.
See? Follow the example of our upline. Steve reads The Voice. He internalizes it, and there's great information there. Brendan Burchard, author of High Performance Habits, How Extraordinary People Become That Way, and he shared 6 habits of how we can adopt to achieve both. And so, you know, great information in there, and then we even have a link to a video that adds additional color and insight, and, you know, all of these things just help keep our mindset where it needs to be and keep us focused. You know, this business, it's a people business, and anytime we're dealing with people, you get a range of emotions every day, don't you? Boy, we get some real strong highs, and then we get some challenging times, too. And so I found in my life that, you know, focusing on information like Brendan shares and just keeping our enthusiasm, our mindset where it needs to be is really the difference between getting discouraged and to the point where you're just not going to go out and talk to people that day or being able to rebound and say, I'm back in the game, I'm ready to go. And so it's great to read these things and internalize them. We also had some rank advancements that we recognized in The Voice. I love sharing these each time they come out. These are from November, our November rank advances at L1. We had Tony Abeta and Alfonso Berry Jr., David Escobar, Jacob Caballero, Julie McClaws, Kay Rowan, Nancy Coppola. Hopefully I pronounced that right. As L1s, congratulations, guys. As L2s, we had Karen Grant and Joshua Caballero, congratulations. And L4, Caitlin Ray Grant. And as L5, Sherry Louise Van Osdell, congratulations. And, you know, we even paid out a preferred customer bonus last month. Abigail DeGroote received the $2,000 bonus. You know, that is such an exciting bonus. And congratulations, Abigail.
And it's always nice to get it right around Christmas, so...
Yeah, that was great timing for Abigail, wasn't it? That was great.
And I got to give you kudos, buddy, because, you know, you pronounce names a million times better than I ever would. And so I don't do that part.
Oh, well, you know, usually I go over to Jackie. I said, Jackie, help make sure I've got these names right. And I hadn't done that with these. So hopefully I got them right today. But thank you, Steve. You know, just a couple other items in our announcements. An inventory item. We're currently out of stock on RTA, and hopefully we'll have that back in soon. And Glystrictin is currently also unavailable. And, you know, we'll keep updates coming as we have them on those things. And, you know, hopefully you saw in The Voice, we have a smooth Move Challenge. You know, we talked about Smooth the other day on one of our Monday calls and what an amazing product it is. And so we wanted to issue a challenge. Take a before picture, use Smooth twice a day for 30 days. Take an after picture, maybe even take some in between if you want. But get those to us and we will choose a winner who will receive a free bottle of Smooth. You know, our products are just incredible, and we love seeing before and after pictures about them. Last day to submit the before and after pictures will be January 22nd, and the winner will be announced on January 23rd. So hopefully we've got some people running at that. And, well, and you know, today, boy, today's the 23rd, so that whole month thing right now, if they haven't started, just get started today, and we're in good shape there.
Yeah, I'm sending in my before picture from 12 years ago.
Oh, come on, Steve. You always look great, so it's all good. The fly-in, as Steve mentioned, the 19th and 20th of January, really excited about that. What a great way to kick off the new year, getting us all together. We've got a link in The Voice of where you can register for the fly-in and get that taken care of. Oh, let's see, other calendar items. You know, we've got our You Even Better broadcast every Tuesday, and of course, between Christmas and New Year's is no exception. We'll have that broadcast running, and that one will feature Kim Clayton. And, you know, I love Kim's story. He gets a little emotional. He's just got such passion about what these products have done for him. And I love looking at his before and after pictures. His is a great story. That's a great one to put in front of your people if you want them to get excited about the products and or the business. He's a great example of Limitless. All right. I think that's it for announcements. Malin, Steve?
All right. Well, it's always an interesting Saturday morning when we have Alan Dew be our guest speaker because we have him jump right from the announcements right into, you know, him being the guest speaker. But it's so exciting to do that. And Steve, I'm going to let you tie a bow around the introduction, but I'll just start out with saying that, you know, we wanted Alan to give the Saturday training right before the holidays, and then Steve and I, as he's already mentioned, we'll do our goal-setting one. But we wanted to also publicly thank Alan for all that he does in the office. He brings a wealth of experience, a broad base of different positions that he has served on the corporate side in our industry. He loves distributors. He loves the mind of a distributor. He understands the mind of a distributor. And he also just loves the entrepreneurial spirit that someone vulnerably straps on when they become a distributor in a network marketing company. And, Alan, we're so grateful that you chose Limitless to come and put your stake in and find a home. So we appreciate all that you do. Steve?
Yeah, and the other thing I just want to say, you know, Alan's a tremendous family man. He's got a beautiful family, beautiful wife, and he's very committed to his family like he is to the Limitless family. And, you know, in all the meetings when Malin and I sit there, Alan has always got input on how to make something better. And so we appreciate that tremendously. And, Alan, thank you for doing the training this morning. We sure appreciate it. And with that, we're going to turn it over to you, bud.
Oh, thank you, Steve. Thank you, Malin. I appreciate your kind introduction. I feel so privileged to work with the two of you. You know, I think I've mentioned in the past that, you know, I've over the years, I would think, wow, I wish I was working with Steve and Malin again. And for me, it's just great to you guys are the real deal. And anyway, I'll be talking about that in my presentation in a minute. So, but I appreciate the opportunity to work with you. And you know, as I was, we created a family Christmas card for the holidays, and we've taken the picture several months ago, and I found one the other day. In fact, I had my son pick the best one. I didn't even look at it, and then we got it printed, and I looked at it, you know, as we were setting it, but I didn't look at it in great detail. And as we got it printed and back, I realized my wife and I are wearing Limitless shirts for our picture that is our family Christmas picture. So I'll post it online.
Nothing wrong with that.
I thought that is so fun, and so I'll post that online on my Facebook. And,
I'll have to send your son a bonus for that. No.
He chose well. But, you know, as I was reflecting, and I feel privileged to be able to share a message on this really second to last Saturday of the year, and as we're, you know, it's a time of year where we reflect on where we've come, where we are now and what are we going to do to have a great year next year. And so I appreciate being able to do this. And as I was reflecting on Limitless and where we're at and what we've been able to accomplish this year, I thought, you know, we have so many strengths, so many advantages here at Limitless. I think it's a good Saturday morning to just kind of review those and recount how strong our opportunity is. You know, I studied business in school. I did my undergraduate at BYU, got an MBA from the University of Phoenix. I'm just fascinated and love everything about business, about helping organizations succeed, about, you know, increasing an organization's productivity and sales and efficiency. I just really enjoy businesses being successful and entrepreneurs being able to implement their dreams. For me, that's a huge thing. And one of the terms I just really grasped onto in, you know, from business school was competitive advantage. And a competitive advantage is a condition or circumstance that puts a company in a favorable or superior business position. And so I love always analyzing, understanding, okay, what's this company's competitive advantage? What gives them an edge? You know, what can they really run with and make work to grow their business? And here at Limitless, excuse me, we have so many. We have several competitive advantages where really we are at the top level or unmatched in these areas. And it really gives us an advantage. I just like to quickly review those. As Steve said, it's, you know, we'll go through the call quickly this morning. But these are great competitive advantages. And the first one is Stephen Malin Campbell. You know, and I mention this occasionally on the calls, but how fortunate we are, and I know all of you feel the same way, to have Steve and Malin Campbell as our leaders. And really, when we say leaders, they're filling three critical roles that are just critical to every distributor, all of us at corporate. They're the owners of the company. They're the master distributors. Malin is our CEO. Every one of those roles is critical for a successful network marketing opportunity. And fortunately, we have Steve and Malin that fill all of those roles for us. And I first got to know them when I was at Newskin the first time around a lot of years ago. You know, Steve was breaking all these records, and here, who is this guy, you know, becoming Blue Diamond quicker than anybody? And Steve and Malin Campbell quickly showed us they are the kind of people that they don't just blend in and are not average. They're always achieving at the top. And, you know, from Nu Skin, they went to Rexall and really built that from ground level, I believe, to the I want to say $1 billion, Steve. I hope I'm getting that right. I wasn't ever at Rexall.
Yeah, you are right, Alan. And, you know, that was a very exciting time. And it was from almost nothing to $1 billion plus. So very exciting.
Yeah, and I was still at Nu Skin at that time, and here Rexall was moving and shaking thanks to Steve, but competition's always a good thing. But it was so fun to watch them be so successful, and then to iLink started that from the ground floor into a very successful company, and that's where I got reacquainted with Steve and Malin. Was I went to Big Planet, back to Nu Skin, to their Big Planet division, right as iLink was merging with Big Planet, and so that was exciting. I worked very closely with Steve and Malin and their entire leadership team, and that's where I really gained a deeper understanding of Steve and Malin's priorities. And, you know, their priorities are very simple. What will help their team succeed? What will create the best opportunity for them to achieve growth and help their people? And, you know, and you guys know this, but Steve and Malin are the type that if someone else isn't getting something done, they just figure out how they need to do it to help their team be successful. And so they quickly rose at Big Planet, at Nu Skin, into the top levels again, and then moved on to XFuse and did it again from ground floor to a highly successful network marketing company. Well, and then as their journey took them elsewhere, they started Limitless, and that's where I enter the picture again. So for the third time, I feel privileged to be able to be a part of Stephen Malin's career. And, you know, they've got proven track records. You know, for someone to build a company once is, or to build a strong organization once is fantastic, and most people never do that. To do this time after time after time after time at different companies, that shows that you've got what it takes. You know what's required to build and grow, and you've demonstrated that leadership, and that's what we have. And, you know, as I'm saying this, I think we need to put some more materials and items out there that will help tell that story a little more. So I know maybe it's maybe you're shy sometimes, Stephen Malin, but one of my New Year's resolutions is we need to tell this story a little more. I think it's a great recruiting advantage for us. And, of course, Stephen Malin are currently number 34 in the world in all-time earnings in the world of the thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of network marketers, number 34 in the world in lifetime earnings. So, you know, it's great to have people of integrity, people committed to success, people that know networking as well or better than anyone else as our leaders. And so, Steve and Malin, You are first competitive advantage in my book. You know, I love the fact that because you're filling all three of those roles, we have, you know, for the field, they can have confidence that there's no gotchas. The company's not going to come out and do something that just doesn't make sense. And so that's a real advantage. Competitive advantage number two is these products really, really work. Oh my goodness. You know, all of our products being clinically validated. And, you know, I've been with not a lot of other companies. I usually stay at companies for several years, but I've been at, you know, several other companies. And every time I have felt really good about the products that we've had at those companies. You know, but as I've come to Limitless, it's like taking product quality to a whole new level. You know, and even at the time, I noticed when I was at these other companies, you know, they'll talk about this ingredient or that ingredient, but they'll never quite mention, you know, well, how much of that ingredient was used in the study that we're talking about versus how much is in ours. And, you know, and is it from the same source? We just would dance over those things. And so as I've come here to Limitless, I really, really appreciate, both from a marketing standpoint and from an efficacy standpoint, these amazing products. We are backed by science, you know, and as we will occasionally look at, we have people that come in and they'll pitch us on some product ideas, and they'll say, well, you don't quite have to use this same source as the study, or you don't have to quite use this same amount. Well, it'll still be a great product. And we look at ourselves like, no, that's not what Limitless is all about. We're about high-quality products, clinically validated results, science beyond testimonials, and we're not just sprinkling some cool named ingredients. We are the real deal. And, of course, as every one of us on this call can testify, the proof is in how it impacts our health, our lives, our performance. And I've shared my stories before, so I won't go into great detail, but I have felt these products, I mean, they have impacted me in so many ways. I've lost a lot of weight. My exercise is up. My skin is better. My health is better. I just love the benefits of our amazing Limitless products. You know, and we're committed to launching new products. And, you know, I've been here just a little less than 2 years, but I was reflecting, wow, we formulated prostate product in the time I was here. We launched Defend, you know, the spray, bacteria fighting spray, the dish towels, and those are powerful products. And but that spray, there's no one else on the market that has that Defend technology in that kind of a form, and that's pretty exciting. You know, we launched an unsweetened flavor of Skinny Sticks, and so, you know, we're committed to always coming up with some new things. And I just love the push that we have from Stephen Malin about other exciting things that they're working on in the hopper for 2018. And so, you know, our products is just a fantastic competitive advantage of Limitless Worldwide. And the next one I'd like to highlight of our competitive advantages is our high distributor payout and to the right people at the right times. You know, we are so fortunate to have had our compensation plan designed by Malin. And I think most of you know, but I'll say the word professionally, whatever the right term is, she has designed for other companies compensation plans for years. I mean, she knows compensation plans better than anyone in the industry. We have, and of course, she saved the best for Limitless, and we have an amazing compensation plan, 3 patents pending. when I was with some other companies in the past, they'd say things like, "Well, yeah, you don't make that much in the beginning, but boy, if you can stick it out till you're one of the big leaders, well, you're way overpaid. You don't deserve that much, but boy, that's what we're all working for, And so I love the fact that we have a payout that makes sense at each level. A new distributor as you're advancing through the ranks. And then for the seasoned leaders, on average earning 10% of your volume back in commissions. Wow, I have not seen that anywhere. We have the right distributor compensation plan, and that is a definite competitive advantage for us. Our 2.0 ground floor opportunity of Limitless, I believe, is another competitive advantage. We're so excited about what 2.0 is bringing and is going to bring. And, as I look across the country, we have huge, huge potential all over. Every geographic area just has so much penetration that is out there waiting to happen by all of you, demographics, city, population areas. It's all out there, and there is so much potential there. And with so much potential to grab, that is another competitive advantage. Market timing those are the key competitive advantages I wanted to highlight. But as we look at going forward, how can we take advantage of those? Timing is so important. When's diet season start? Like New Year's? Is that like 8 days away? Boy, right now is just a great time for taking action, utilizing these competitive advantages. People use these products, they're going to lose some pounds. They're going to improve their health. They're going to be able to exercise better. How many people have a New Year's resolution to exercise more? Well, we're going to help them actually want to continue exercising because they're going to experience that exercise in so much of a better way. They're going to feel better. They're going to go longer. They're going to be a lot more effective. I love our Find Your Limitless packs that we have to help do that. And, we'll keep plugging those as we launch into the new year. But those are great packs. Purposes for everybody. And I have multiple purposes. I think it's important to be on multiple packs at once. I'm focused on the exercise and the shape. And I love what the skincare products do for my skin. And I love the fuel of my health, the overall wellness. So these are great packs. They're going to meet. Everyone has at least one need on that list. And I just appreciate the opportunity we have to live limitless. Love that term. Love what it's all about, the income potential that we can achieve. It is out there for everyone to earn some significant income, whether it's just a few hundred dollars a month, you want to help the family budget out, whether it's a few thousand dollars a month, whether it's replacing an income. Limitless is the vehicle that is here to do that for you. And on that note, Stephen Malin, thank you again for the opportunity I have to be part of your Limitless family. I am so thankful, grateful that I could join and be part of the team and be able to contribute. And I appreciate you helping me stretch in my career and in my skills and pushing me to help me contribute in every way that I can to help Limitless be successful. And also to the field, I really appreciate the relationship with each of you, the opportunity to work with you. Truly, I feel the Limitless family aspect, that relationship, more than in any other opportunity I've been with, and that's very special to me. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Alan. And it's such a great reminder to pull all those points together, especially as we're going into 2.0. And Steve and I have our perspective on that, and we have our mission, and all the reasons why we've put the things together that we've put together. But it's really good to hear that from someone else and remind us that, although we all maybe know those points, we've been around long enough, those points are, old hat, if you will. You bring a fresh perspective to that, and it's a great reminder that even though it may get difficult for you to say those same things over and over again, the person you're sharing them with is hearing them for the first time and getting that first set of excitement for all the things we've put together. So thank you, Alan, so much for putting that together and reminding us. Steve, I'm going to let you close out the call this morning.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for being on the call, and thank you, Alan, for the great training this morning. We want you guys to be safe out there. We want you to think of family, And we want you to know that whatever kind of year it's been for you in 2017, because we're always chemically imbalanced to the positive on this, and we recognize that a lot of people had a struggle this last year in 2017. And what our goal is that as we move forward in 2018, that at the end of 2018, you'll look back and say, what a phenomenal year this has been for you and your family. And so thanks for being with us. Thanks for everything out there. Be safe out there. And we'll talk next Saturday morning on goal setting. And with that, know we love you and have a very, very Merry Christmas. Thanks, everyone. You can take it off. Hold Alan there, and we'll hear where we're calling in from. Thank you, my friend.
Great.
Thank you, Alan. Stephen Millennium. Sure love you. Liz,
thank you. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry
Nancy in Florida.
Pollyanna, the Lindsay.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Merry
Christmas.
Swanson from San Luis Obispo.
Merry Christmas.
Utah. Yep.